All right, that was a real old record by Irving Aronson and his Commanders doing a song called Waffles. This is side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I know that today I'm a little bit sleepy, but I have a plea. A plea, yes. Let me do some self-promotion here. There's the new issue of the Eugene Weekly is out, and it's got the Best of Eugene Weekly poll. And I have 10 reasons why you should vote for this show, the Sunday Morning Hangover, as the best radio show. Okay? Every year, some corporate commercial radio show wins best radio show. So why not vote for an alternative? KWVA, the Willamette Valley alternative. And my show, the Sunday Morning Hangover, represents KWVA in many ways. It represents the free-form alternative. The Sunday Morning Hangover has been entertaining Eugene for 7 years, playing songs from 1910 to 2010, supporting outside music and art. I cover genres such as exotica, lounge, international found music, stupid songs, bizarre children's music, jazz, rock, folk, country, classical, nostalgia, and comedy, while trying to maintain a palatable mix of entertaining music and good enough to listen to while you're hungover. I produced and aired biographic specials about artists such as Martin Denny, Ray Charles, Bonzo Dogman, Brian Eno, the Cackle Sisters, Ima Sumac, Joe Meek, Peggy Lee, Henry Mancini, William Shatner, the Kinks, Beach Boys, and Pink Floyd. I've included segments about bossa nova, stolen melodies, whistling records, song poems, doo-wop, vintage 78s, yodeling, Ethan, and Bird records. And it's not just about music. I've had talk and discussion segments about UFOs, hangover cures, entertainment, news, obituaries, tributes, horoscopes, political comments, weird news, stupid recordings. I've featured a lot of rare and unreleased tracks not commercially available and unheard on any other radio show. My show has featured so many female artists, including Whitney from Cotton Jones, Simone White, Lori Biagini, Margot Gurian, Anna Turnheim, Sassy O, Mood Area 52, well, they're not all female. Honey Visor, Yard Sale, and Gloria Balsam. Specials include Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Halloween, Easter, Chicken Day, and Labor Day. All this accomplished free of charge on a volunteer basis with no benefits other than working for the best radio station in Eugene, KWVA. If you vote for the Sunday Morning Hangover as Best Eugene Radio Show in this week's Best of Eugene poll, I'll even let the guys from the Donkey Show accept the award. How about that?
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, they solemnly convene to make the scene. Which is the name of the game? Watch a guy or watch a dame on any street in town. Up and down, and over and across, romance's boss. Guys talk, girl talk, it happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk, with tender loving care. It's keeping track of the pack, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. Watch that sound, each time you hear a loud, collective sigh. They're making music to watch girls by. Time you hear a loud and collective sigh. They're making music to watch girls by. The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. Eye to eye, They solemnly convene to make the scene. La 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 la.
Okay, so where are we going? What we're doing is we're covering music that is like vocal versions of instrumental hits, and that was Ultra Horrible and Andy Williams. Oh, we have somebody that liked that. KWVA. Oh, they hung up. They got scared. Well, anyways, this is from a blog called Ill Folks, and it's kind of interesting. I really enjoy this stuff. Let's try another one. Let's try the Johnny Cash version of Bonanza. Let's see how that works.
The claim we hold is the good as gold Bonanza. Hand in hand we built this land, the Ponderosa Ranch. Our birthright is this Cartwright Bonanza. We here belong and standin' strong. Wrong ain't got a chance. Day by day, worker play, ready side by side. Hello, friend, come on in, the gate is open wide. Bound to be a fightin' free bonanza. Singin' pines are boundary lines for the Ponderosa Ranch. Of our bonanza, the stars of night, morning light, water in the branch. We ride along, four men strong together. Every plain and ridge is our heritage, Ponderosa Ranch. Day by day, work our play, ready side by side. Hello, friend, come on in. It is open wide. Bound to be a fighting free bonanza. Singing pines and boundary lines for the Ponderosa Ranch.
Now that wasn't too bad, huh? That was actually quite palatable. That was Johnny Cash doing Bonanza, and what we're doing is we're covering vocal versions of instrumentals. I've got another one here that I really want to hear. That, did you ever hear that song by Santo and Johnny called Sleepwalk? Well, this is the vocal version of the same song. You'll see why the instrumental is so popular.
I lost you and now what?
No, that wasn't so bad. I kind of like the Santo and Johnny version better, though. So where are we going to go? Let's play two more tracks from this CD, vocal versions of instrumental hits. This is someone named Kathy Kirby.
The biggest circus came to town, was headed by the greatest clown. And there were tigers and elephants, lions and kangaroos too. And a little Spanish flea no one could stop, for he had vowed to reach the top. He had ability, energy, and a star quality too. For a little Spanish flea.
I'm sorry. I can't even handle that one. We're going to go on to one more and see how this one plays out. Telstar, the vocal version. Enough of that. That was pretty horrible, wasn't it? Yeah, from Ill Folks at blogspot.com. Terrible lyrics. Yeah, lyrics. Vocal versions of instrumental hits. Who else in the world would play junk like that except for me, the Reverend Mark Time? And I don't know what to say, except I've been on this bag lately. I'm really into this band called the Sandpipers. They do a great vocal version of, well, a great version of Louie Louie, but what I really wanted to play was a song called Misty Roses. I think you'll like this more than you think.
Thank you. misty roses. Too soft to touch, but too lovely to leave alone. If I could be like misty roses, I love you much. You're too lovely to leave alone. Flowers often cry, but too late to find that their beauty has been lost with their peace of mind.
Shone the day the world stopped turning. Suddenly the air was still, the bright new moon grew dim. We were lost in limbo, way out on a limb. From the moment your arms took me in, no other place existed. We were somewhere we had never been, uncharted and unlisted. Arms were yearning, lips were burning, on the day the world stopped turning. Oh, that was long ago. Other place existed. We were somewhere we had never been, uncharted and unlisted. Arms were yearning, lips were burning, on the day the world stopped turning. Oh, that was long ago.
sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. Snot running down his nose, greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes. Hey Aqualung, drying in the cold sun, watching as the frilly panties run. A dead duck, spitting out pieces of his broken luck. Hey, Aqualung, sun streaking cold, an old man wandering lonely, taking time. He bends to pick a dog, and he goes down to the bar and warms his feet. Feeling alone, the armies of the road, salvation.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much for that, yeah. That was my version of Aqualung, ladies and gentlemen. Reverend Mark Chimes singing the lounge version of that Jethro Tull classic called Snot is Dripping Down His Nose, yes. Before that, we heard Johnny Hartman, The Day the World Stopped Turning, and The Sandpipers, Misty Roses, and A Caller Called with some great trivia. I did not know that Misty Roses was written by Tim Hardin, the great Tim Hardin, who also wrote Hang On to a Dream. Well, Tim Hardin is a native of Eugene, Oregon, and he never played here until a couple of years before his death. He came back and did a great Coming Home concert here in Eugene. Thank you, caller, for that bit of wild trivia about that song that I played, Misty Roses by the Sandpipers. I forgot to mention the vocal version of Telstar was by a woman named Dorothy. Who else would be playing this junk except the Reverend Mark Time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, nominated for Best Radio Show in this year's Best of Eugene Weekly. Yeah, where are we going? This is Les Baxter, Balinese Bongos. Thank you, Reed, for calling up and requesting the next song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love that you took from me when we were young and the world was free. as the sun went down, the jungle fires were burning. Down the tracks came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night. Where the box cars all are empty, and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings on the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay hard-boiled eggs. Farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where there ain't no fall, and the wind don't blow in the Big Rock Candy Mountain, boy. You never change your socks, and little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and of whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
All right, it seems that we have drifted into country and western territory, yeah. We're going to play some country western for you, played by reggae artists. But let's catch up first. Oh, by the way, we're listening to the Scatolites doing Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash song. Before this, we heard The Big Rock Candy Mountain with Handsome Dick on vocals, the drummer for the Beat Farmers. You will be remembered, Handsome Dick Montana. The Kinks, People Take Pictures of Each Other from the Great Village Green. I know I've been playing too much from that. And we started out with a request. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. Now, what do you think the guests who are talking about there, huh? Sunday morning hangover till noon here on KWVA. Enjoy the country music, because I'm going to be playing a bunch of it.
Yeehaw!
walk, clippity-clop and ride along now. For there's a bunch of ripe banana for the folks on up a corner. A bundle of summer socks for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get a lawyer.
Cosmic, it's on you, my.
Oh, sorry, I got sidetracked. That was Sean from the Museum of Unfine Art calling just to say hi. We're listening to the Dickies. Yeah, the Midgets' Revenge from the first Dickies album. We heard before that Toots and the Maytals, Take Me Home, Country Road, Count Prince Miller, Mule Train, Scatolites, Ring of Fire. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. Reverend Mark Time, you can reach me at www.sundaymorninghangover.com or look for me on Facebook. You can find the blog on blogspot.com or write me at marctime@netzero.net. It's been great. I need your vote in the Eugene Weekly. Before I go, though, I've got something I've got to unload upon you. It just turns out that Tom Ridge, head of Homeland Security, pronounced this weekend that all that orange alert, yellow alert stuff that was going on. Remember we went into terror alerts whenever, like, the Republicans were involved in a scandal or if there was, like, a Democratic convention or something like that? They'd always go into orange and yellow alert. Well, Tom Ridge, the chief of Homeland Security, this weekend came out and said that all of that was a crock, that it was all BS. And it really ticks me off because here's the administration playing with our minds, getting people scared.
Orange alert.
Yep, there's Bin Laden. He jumped up out of his box again, folks. Be scared, be afraid. Be very afraid. Yes, be afraid. The phone's ringing. Be afraid.
Orange alert. All units.
And now for something completely different by Biz Markie.
Thank you.
Man, that was god-awful. That was Bismarcky doing Benny and the Jets, and Daniel called up and said that the guys backing him up on that was the Beastie Boys. Wow, I never thought I'd be playing Beastie Boys here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Well, it's been a great morning. I really appreciate you listening. Yada, yada, yada.